Welcome to the Exodus Companies podcast. My name is Jared. I am the CEO and founder of the Exodus Companies. This is a movement from culture to build community. When I started my business, I had dreams to follow the footsteps of high-achieving entrepreneurs that traveled before me. I saw the professed successes, the cars, the lifestyles that these influencers touted. And I saw public speakers elegantly pumping up an entire room of people, moving them towards action. I never wanted to be famous or necessarily live the lifestyle of those famous quote-unquote influencers or leaders, but I desired to have an impact on the world around me. I desired a different path than normal, but in the world of automated algorithms and endless supply of feel-good influencer content, we are painted a false picture of what our journey will be like and what it should be like. Our influencer culture props up those who have made it, but fails to tell the story of how or why they made it to success. We chalk it up to luck of the draw or raw talent. I know for a period of my life, I saw people ahead of me and I fell into the exact same trap. They're faster than me. They're smarter than me. They were given money. They didn't have it as hard as I did. They don't know what it is like to be me. They didn't have to face what I faced. They had an easier, surer path than I have. They might have had more support on their journey. Our culture paints this false picture of these high achievers and fails to mention the work that goes into success. We fail to understand the process of refinement and building that they underwent. We assume that they got lucky or had some attribute that drove them to success that we don't possess. We restrict our potential and accept a lesser level of achievement than what we are capable of. We assume all goes perfect for others, but it never goes our way for ourselves. And then if we finally build up the courage to take the first step, we soon see our first failures. We quickly realize that life rarely ever will go our way as we have it planned out. And most of us quit because it gets incredibly hard. We expect it to be easier than it turns out to be. It's unreasonable to think things will often go your way. And it's downright ridiculous to think they will always go your way. Life simply does not function in that way, and it is a sure guarantee that we will eventually have days that are hard. Some of these days might suck. This is true regardless of where you find yourself in your life right now. And let me ask you a question. Do you navigate your life and your daily existence trying to avoid hard days? Do you run from mistakes? Do you insulate your existence to attempt to rid yourself of days that don't go as planned? I know in my life, I have often tried my hardest to avoid days and experiences that are hard. I try to pre-plan out everything to avoid pain and failure. Look, I'm not going to tell you that you should avoid planning. It's prudent to plan. It's wise to script our days and our mission steps. But be prepared to have days where nothing goes as planned. Nothing goes your way. Just yesterday, we were out on the range filming a few YouTube videos for one of our brands, TA Targets. We just purchased new Canon R5C cameras, new lenses, and other gear. And this was the first day of filming with this new gear. And nothing seemed to be going our way. We had discrepancies in the schedule for filming. The layout of the video had some issues that we were working through. And for a moment, we paused and just basked in the frustration. There was the temptation in my mind to just, in that moment, immediately call it a day, pack up, and go back to the office. I was extremely tempted to quit. We decided to refine our plan, switch back to our older camera, and get as much done as we could in the same day. Was that the perfect plan in the moment? No, but it's far better than quitting the moment it got tense and stressful. The best way to describe the working process for our media team is having a solid written plan and strategy, but having the ability to pivot immediately when that plan falls apart. Notice how I said when, not if. When our plan falls apart. We do our absolute best to account for the unseen, but the unforeseen is, you guessed it, not seen or known. We plan, we strategize, and then a new camera won't pull focus properly, or maybe a new hire isn't working out for you, or our car breaks down on our way to work, or we find ourselves buried in debt, or a loved one dies, or someone leaves us. We try to wrap our lives in bubble wrap. The irony is we believe that by avoiding hard times and rough patches, that we are somehow protecting ourselves. We believe that the secret to a happy life is avoiding the hard times altogether. I believe that society is fooling ourselves by thinking that easy times make us any better than the people that we were yesterday. In fact, I truly believe believe that in the hard times, we will see the most growth and the most opportunity to become who we want to become. I've said it in our podcast before, the hard times refine us, they build us, they chisel us and form us into a better version of who we are if we allow them to. These struggles have created more resilience in my core being because I chose to learn through the hard times. Hard times are opportunities and gifts for learning and growing. Our desire to avoid the hard things at all costs is pillaging us of our true potential. It is criminal that we believe the lie that our purpose and objective ought to be to live a safe, low-risk life that is absent of things going wrong. Hard times refine you to your core. They shake you awake. They bring you so close to the edge that you can taste failure, yet give you an opportunity to come back better, stronger, and smarter than the person you were yesterday if you choose to have the right mindset. Our society is weak and lacking discipline, and the result is a populace that is incapable of forging their own paths. Our nation was built upon the backs of men and women who looked challenges in the face and chose to fight on another day, even when everything that they tried failed and nothing went their way. Lou Holtz is quoted saying, "Show me someone who has done something worthwhile, and I will show you someone who has overcome adversity." What do you want from your life? What is your dream? What is holding you back from achieving what you truly desire? Is it a fear of failure? If it is, I encourage you to just start. Step one foot forward into the vast unknown. Will you fail? Absolutely. You will fail, and you will fail hard, and you will fail often. But a strange thing happens as things start to fall apart. You fail towards winning. If you have the right mindset and the ability to analyze and be honest with yourself, your failures can lead you to a better place. What does our world around us tell you? Be comfortable, relax. Having big dreams is too hard. It puts too much pressure on those around you. It's unrealistic. And what makes you so special? And how come you think you could do something different? You want to know a secret? People will hold you back because they want you stuck where they are. They become an obstacle, hoping you see adversity so they can justify their own lack of initiative to themselves. They bought the lie and pay the price with their life. You weren't called for average, and your fear of things going wrong is keeping you from experiencing the truest and purest potential that you possess. Every single person who is where you want to be has faced the same adversity. They have experienced the same struggles. They have woken up and looked in the mirror disappointed. They have been unhappy at some point with where they were currently at. But the difference here, and this is important, is that they never let the BS seep into their brain far enough to make them stop. When they had a hard day, they still showed up and paid the fee. When the rain poured, they paid their dues. When sickness struck, they continued onward. When it all crumbled around them, and I promise that it has, they decided to choose to learn from the hard time and apply a new skill set to the good times. When things don't go the way that you planned, it offers you a free lesson in the book of life. It offers you a free course in how to navigate and win, but you must choose. Society will choose to hold you back if you let them. You must choose to not listen to the voice in your head saying you can't, and must choose to instead create a new image of yourself. When life throws you a left hook, innovate, pivot, and continue forward. Sure, and maybe you aren't on the exact path you envisioned. Be open to a new direction. Maybe your direction is going to change, and the only way you will know is when you commit. Society quits early and quits often, and winners refuse to partake in this. Winners don't focus on counting the failures. Sure, they recognize them, they learn from them, they remember the pain of things not going their way, but they innovate and move forward. It reminds me of this short story. In a spell of dry weather, when birds could find very little to drink, a thirsty crow found a pitcher with a little bit of water in it. But the pitcher was high and had a narrow neck, and no matter how he tried, the crow could not reach the water. The poor thing felt as if he must die of thirst. Then an idea came to him. Picking up some small pebbles, he dropped them into the pitcher one by one. With each pebble, the water rose a little higher until at last it was near enough so he could drink. You can look at the hard time you are dealt and let it defeat you. That is always an option. You can always quit in the moment when things get hard, and they will get hard, but that makes you normal. That makes you average. That isn't a life worth telling stories about. That is a life of fictitious safety for the sake of comfort. We were not built for this false comfort. We are built for and called to explore, to create, to build. It might even take some wit. You might need to become smarter. And in fact, you will need to become smarter if you want to better position yourself for when those times don't go as planned. Make some deposits into the account of your personal development. Invest in the hard skills that will carry you through the times that are difficult, and really cherish the good times when you've applied what you've learned and when life didn't go your way. Remember the hard times. Remember the lessons learned from the difficult experiences and how you overcame adversity. The fact of the matter is you will enter hard times and you will need to make a choice. Will you choose to accept the situation, analyze how it can help you grow, and then use it to accelerate yourself towards your objectives? Or will you follow the path of our society, cling to fictitious safety in an attempt to run from adversity? And I want to also encourage you by saying that maybe the very outcome that you think is best for yourself is precisely what will hold you back. It is possible at your current phase that you don't even understand where you need to be. Continue forging forward, open-minded, and committed to pushing through when nothing goes as planned. You'll be better for it, and you will be setting an example for others around you to follow. Thank you for listening to the Exodus Companies podcast. Consider supporting us by paying this episode forward. Share this episode with your friends and family. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow our social media pages. Subscribe to our newsletter for inside information, pre-released blogs, and much more. And consider our apparel so you can support what we do. And in return, our apparel will help you speak values and truth in the world around you. Join the Exodus. We will see you in the next episode.